This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, immigration reform is expected to be front and center in Washington this week as lawmakers introduce their plans for an overhaul. One idea is to create a guest worker program, but as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, there are big questions about how that should be done.
The biggest disagreement centers around how many visas we need for low-skilled guest workers, immigrants who work in restaurants or construction. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and labor leaders hammered out an agreement on that question, capping visas for construction workers at 15,000. Jeff Schoaf of the Associated General Contractors of America says that's not nearly enough.
15,000 equates to about 0.25% of total construction employment today. That seems like an extremely small number to be your cap.
Schoaf wants more construction worker visas, a higher cap. He's going to lobby hard for it. Tom Snyder will be on the other side of the debate. He's the point person for the AFL-CIO on immigration. He wants to limit construction worker visas to be sure Americans get the first crack at new jobs that open up.
We want to be sure that there's true labor market shortages before you admit new workers in.
Especially, Snyder says, when the unemployment rate for construction workers right now is double the national average. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.